Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review, here on News Talk 1540, KXEL. You know, we created this newscast years ago. It flies under the banner of our small boutique advertising agency, Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications. We've been creating stunning marketing materials for years. We've helped businesses with their social media and guided established companies as well as startups in their business growth. It's what we do. When I visited with our guest last half hour, Basil Nasser, for the interview that you just heard, he said something that triggered a marketing tip that I'd like to share with you today. Now, if you recall, Basil said that while his marketing team wants him to spend all kinds of money on social media, he believes that building relationships is so much more important. Relationships with those who sell your product and with those folks who buy your product. And you know what? He's absolutely right. We all want to matter in our personal lives and in our business lives. If we matter to those who are trying to sell us something, we are so much more inclined to stay with their product or service, often for years. That's true of startups and established businesses. But sometimes, the bigger we get, the more distance we put between our business and our customers. Let me share with you this story. There is a very large Iowa-based grocery store chain company that has been around for decades. They had one of their stores very close to where we lived in Urbandale, Iowa. The grocery store wasn't huge by today's standards, and it wasn't tiny either. As Goldilocks might say, it was just right. And when it came to relationships, they had the secret sauce down pat. My bride and I knew the manager, the assistant managers, the store clerks, and more importantly, they knew us. When we went into the store, it was not uncommon for the folks that worked there to shout out hellos and even call us by name. And it wasn't so strange for my bride to go to their small public dining area and sit with the garden center manager, Jerry, and the assistant store manager, Kurt, or produce manager, Matt, during their lunch breaks. They'd all sit around, chat about friends, family, and maybe even a little business. But then the company made the decision to build a much larger store at that same location. So along came the demolition experts, and within a few months, a massive new grocery store opened its doors. It was at least twice the size of the old store, with at least twice the number of people that were working there. But things changed. No longer was there time to sit down for lunch, and as new people came to run the store, I think they've had five store managers in almost as many years, we became shoppers and no longer friends. And there was something about that feeling of not really mattering, that had a negative impact. Look, I'm not saying that folks should bow down when we come into the store, but the whole vibe changed. It was no longer our store. It was a big, fancy showplace, and those relationships that had been built over the years drifted away. Now, sure, we still shop there from time to time, but it's no longer our go-to grocery store. They lost the secret sauce. So why am I telling you that story? Because it's a great example of how businesses, large and small, grow out of the relationship business, and it's those relationships that keep people coming back to your store, to your business, year after year. And you know what? The best news is it doesn't really take that much of an effort to build those customer relationships. Ask any car dealer, large or small. They built their business on customer service and their long-time consumer relationships. And studies show that it takes so much more money to attract a new customer than it takes to keep the ones you have. So this marketing tip is all about taking the time to show appreciation to your customers. Go out of your way to let them know that you really do care. It doesn't have to be fancy. Simply remembering a customer's name and saying hello rather than asking, "Did you find everything you were looking for?" It matters. It matters a ton. Building relationships. Go do it, and your business will win. Well, that's a wrap for the Business News Hour Week in Review here on News Talk 1540 KXEL. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Basil Nasser, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.